Correlation Conference with Ron Amstutz again. How are you, Ron?
Good.
Good. Hey, you guys have some really cool news to tell about a recent golf tournament you guys had, and that you raised a considerable amount of money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Please divulge, sir.
We did. Our golf tournament was on April 10th, and we raised $370,000 for Children's Miracle Network in Phoenix Children's Hospital.
That is amazing. How did you guys do that? I think a lot of golf tournaments around the country are probably like in envy. Like, how did you guys do that?
It's a combination of our vendor partners and other credit unions that are involved, and then we do a pretty good silent auction online, and so we get all of our employees and involved in that as well.
Right on. What's the name? Can you divulge the name of the tournament? Because a lot of these tournaments have their own names and things like that.
Ours is just 19th Annual Desert Schools Charity Golf Tournament for Children.
That works. So what's in the works for next year? Is it you're going to try to push for $400,000?
I just try to push for more. Try to do as much more than we did the year before.
Very cool. That sends such a great message about credit unions and how this industry continues to step up in this area. I mean, what's your take on all that?
Well, we're excited. You know, I said it was our 19th annual. We fully support Phoenix Children's Hospital's One Darn Cool School. They're one of the only children's hospitals in the country that has a full school for K through 12.
Wow.
So that keeps kids involved in their education while they're going through treatment, mm-hmm. and allows them to not fall behind and, you know, lets them think about, you know, most kids think, you know, school's not fun, but mm-hmm. when those kids are in the hospital and they're yeah. still doing school, they know it gives them hope.
A different perspective.
So they're continuing their education. They know it's important, so they know that helps them get better and not worry about what they're going through.
Is the school on the premises of the hospital so they can just kind of go back and forth? Is that how it works there?
Or? Yeah, there is a schoolroom that kids can go to, but they also have laptops and ways to go to kids that can't leave their room and help work with them there. They also have reentry coordinators that help them go back to their regular school once they're better, mm-hmm. and help either, depending on the situation, help their fellow students understand what they went through and what may be different when they come back to class. And so it's not just I'm a sick person coming back to the class. It's your students understand that, so they can help you get back into it.
That's a really good idea. I'm surprised more children's hospitals across the maybe they are considering it, or they already have done it. Is this a unique thing, or
it is fairly unique, and if it wasn't for outside support, you know, fortunately, you know, we're the benefactors of helping do that, but it's totally charity dollars that do that. It's no funding from the hospital directly. So if we didn't do what we do, there wouldn't be a school there either. So.
Well, good for you guys. How many years have you been involved in it? Have you been involved in it since day one, or?
Yeah, April was my 19th anniversary Desert School.
Wow.
So I've been there for all 19 tournaments.
Did you envision having this amount at some point, or?
No.
That's a considerable amount of money, and it's a great thing, obviously, but man, that's a lot.
Our first event, we raised $10,000, and so over 19 years to grow it to 370 is, and we've raised about almost $3.5 million just through the golf tournament over the 19 years.
So. That's amazing. Well done. Anything else to add to kind of wrap this up here? I mean, we look forward to 2018, obviously.
Our 20th event, 20th anniversary.
That'll be a good one.
So we look forward to that.
All right. Well, let's aim for 400 then, all right?
All right.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job. Keep up the good work, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome.